Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. the teacher, 33. And today is Friday, May the 4th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. All right, let me adjust my mic, make sure everybody can hear me okay.
All right. Get rid of the background noise. There we go.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, again. We want to jump right into today's message. Today, my sisters, got a very powerful topic for you. We are continuing with or in the line of revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying how to build your temple, which is your inner man, how to be you. And we've been talking about this for the last week, I guess, with all of the subjects, which is really focusing on the benefits, if you will, of the life management system and what it's all about. So we're talking about another benefit of the life management system, which is in God we trust. We have that on the front of our money. And trust is one of those words that's thrown around a lot. A lot of people put trust in a lot of different things or a lot of different people and so on and so forth. So we want to break down that word trust. We want to break down why I don't trust, you know, no man, woman, child, you know, ape, animal, entity, whatever. We want to understand what that means because a lot of people can say that or a lot of people really don't understand what I mean when I say that. So we want to break that down so we can understand that that is actually a benevolent term, ideal, feature, benefit, whatever you want to talk about, because we want to make sure that we are all moving spiritward. The goal is for everybody to basically become a single standing column of waveform energy. That just simply means that you are one with the Father. So when I've seen or when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So I should be so much like the Father that you would assume or that I could be confused as being the Father. And so when I say in God, I trust, what do I mean? Well, first of all, let's break down the word God. And we all got different definitions of that term or that word. But what I want to focus on today is understanding that when I say God, I'm talking about your God-ordained destiny. And the reason why that is so important is because no man has seen God. You know, the Bible talks about that, that no man can see God and live. And so we all have a relationship with God. We all have a belief with God. But no man has actually seen God, the big one. The big G. You've seen versions, you've seen the little G, you've seen ascended masters, angels, devils, demons, sprites, jinns, mojos, apparitions. You've seen physically all those things, or you've felt. But no man has seen the big G. And so now we have to understand the big G expresses himself in us, as us, and through us. So we all have certain attributes and characteristics of the big G that actually lets us know that the big G exists. So nobody know what electricity is. We know what electricity does. Nobody know what gravity is. We just know what gravity does. Nobody know what God is, but we just know what God does. So God has certain attributes and characteristics, and we're going to be talking about that inside of the book club that starts again on May the 6th. Well, we'll be meeting every Friday at 7:30 as we go through the book, The Standard, where we're going to break down, again, certain attributes and characteristics of the personification of God, which means that there is a standard that has an element, a power, a presence, a love, a system, a mystery, a theorem. Those are the omni statements, the 10 attributes and characteristics that express what we call God. So when I say in God I trust, I'm simply saying that I have a God-ordained destiny, or diakonia. So do you. I trust in that. Now, what that means, that is no disrespect to any person, to any place, or to anything. It is simply saying what the Gospel of Thomas says, that if you put your trust in anything outside of you, that thing will proceed you. Let me say that again. If you put your trust in anything outside of you, then that thing will precede you. Let me say that again. If you put your trust in anything outside of you, that thing will precede you. Proverbs chapter 3 tells us something that is very profound. Proverbs chapter 3, we'll read, let's actually read 1. Start Proverbs with the verse that we're looking for is 5, but let's read Proverbs 3, 1 through 5. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 says, my son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. So if anybody wants length of days, years of life, and peace, your heart, not your head, must keep his commandments. Verse 3 says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Again, it is appealing to the heart, not the head. Let not steadfast love, not just any love, steadfast love. That means that it is always there and it is always offered fast or first, steadfast love and faithfulness, which what we would call, again, something similar to loyalty, but the loyalty is in God, your God-ordained destiny, It is not in a person. That's the problem. Many of us are loyal to a person or to a tradition or to a place or to a thing, but we're not loyal to our God ordained design or destiny. And so without understanding the difference, then that's what gets us in trouble, because the destiny is written on the heart. The destiny is not written in the head. So notice that he said that you bind love and faithfulness around your neck. That's where your voice box is. But the voice speaks what's written in the heart. That's what it says in verse 3. The Bible says, out of the mouth, the heart speaks. So I can tell what's in your heart by what's coming out of your mouth. Now, Proverbs 3 continues with some profound statements. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 says, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. So if you do what it says in Proverbs 1, 2, 3, not only will you have length of days on your years of your life, you will also have peace if you take love and faithfulness and animate what's from your heart through or tie that around your neck. You'll have favor and good success, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of men. But our primary text today is from verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will straighten or he will direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And it will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. So again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Notice again, three times has the scripture appealed to your heart, not your head. So why is there so much emphasis on reason and logic instead of love and compassion? Because the Cosmogrotto want to make sure that your reason and logic overrides your love and compassion. Because he know that the heart is 100 times more powerful than the brain. The Father designed you that way. That's why the Father appeals to you that way. He appeals to the heart, not the head. So we are to trust in God, the grantor of destinies. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. So you to trust in your heart instead of your head. And then in all your ways acknowledge him, the grantor of destinies. In all your ways, you have a purpose, and that there's a person that gave you that purpose. You're supposed to acknowledge the person, you're supposed to acknowledge the place, and you're supposed to acknowledge the position, your destiny. Since many of us are violating the three P's, then we're not wise. We think that we're wise in our own eyes, but we're not. And so when we talk about trust, now we have to break down the smoking gun. So trust, according to dictionary.com or any great dictionary, it means confidence in the certainty of a future event. Heavenly Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotions, imagination of your people. Let me make sure that you understand that statement again. Trust. Trust means reliance. Trust means a surety or a bond. Trust means confidence in. Trust means a condition of obligation or responsibility. Trust means to rely upon. Trust means confidence in something or someone. Confidence. Trust means confidence. Let me let it marinate. Confidence. Trust means confidence. It's going to take a while for it to actually hit. Trust means confidence. Trust means confidence. Trust means I'm going to rely. One thing that I've been saying for 25 years is not to rely upon something outside of the self. because then that can defeat the self. If you rely, the word religion means to rely I on. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The word religion means to rely I on. In God I trust. Why don't I trust in man, in woman, or in child? Why do I only trust in God, the grantor of destinies? Why do I only trust in my God-ordained destiny? Because God only reveals himself in us, as us, through us. If you put, according to the scripture, God does not want you to have no other God before him. If you trust in anything outside of self, you're putting that before the self. Remember the definition. That's why it's so important to understand definitions of words. People don't understand when I say, if I say I don't trust you, you should be thankful. You should say, thank you, Brother Wills. You're a smart man. Because I don't want to give the keys to my happiness. I don't want you to give the keys to your happiness to me. I don't want the responsibility of making you happy. That's your job. That's not my job. It's a full-time job making myself happy. I don't want to make me happy and you happy. Now, I want to do other attributes and characteristics that I am designed, that I am created by God to do. That is love. I want to shower you with love. Another attribute or another characteristic is admiration. I want to understand, overstand, and understand. I want to respect. I want to validate. I want to reassure. I want to encourage. I want to uplift. I want to restore. I want to do a lot of things, support. But when it comes to trust, I don't want to put my confidence in your ability to make me wealthy, healthy, wise, and establish a great relationship. I love you. I care about you. I understand you. I respect you. I appreciate you. I admire you. I encourage. What other buzzword that we can use? Any word you want to use, but the moment you say, I trust, you just made a mistake that I don't know if you can come back from. Because what you're saying, unknowingly, you just signed a contract. Even though it may be a non-verbal, even though it may not be written down, you've just signed a contract. That contract violates every universal, not every, but a universal law that's found inside of Proverbs chapter 3 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It didn't say three quarters. It didn't say one fifth. It didn't say four fifths. It didn't say 99 at all. It says, trust in who? The Reverend Dr. Bishop? And mother and father? And children? And dog, cat, bird? And big statue, large belly? And. But yet we all do that. We all give the keys to our happiness. Now, the reason I'm doing today's show about this subject is because I violated that subject, which is the reason I do most of the subject that I talk about, because people don't understand why or what I do. And I want to make sure that you don't make the same mistake that I made. In God I trust. Because I understand the universal spiritual law of trust now, because I violated trust then, because I didn't understand. So I gave the keys to my happiness to somebody else, and then they disappointed me. So remember, the only way you can be disappointed is unrealistic expectations, misplaced dependencies. I misplaced my dependency. That's what happened to me. Instead of depending upon God, I depended upon men. You're doing the same thing. Maybe not you personally, but somebody that you know. So every person that you meet, the first thing is you should tell them is, I do not want you to rely. They're not going to understand what you mean. If you tell somebody, I do not want you to trust me, they are not going to know what you mean. They're going to look at you, especially if you're in a relationship, they're going to be very befuddled. That's why you need to explain what you're saying. What you're saying is, I don't want to put pressure on you to carry me. I want to be equal. I want to be 100% invested in this relationship. I want you to be 100% invested in this relationship. I don't want the relationship to be 60-40. I don't want you to carry me. See, that's what I've been doing. I've been in a relationship where I'm telling why I'm going to take my you got to take care of me financially. You got to take care of me mentally. You got to take care of me sexually. You got to take care of me. You got to take care of me. You got to take care of me. I'm hooked on the titty. So I don't want to be a mama's boy. I want to be able to figure out shiznits on my own. So when I say I want to have my own shiznits, it's no disrespect to nobody. That is an empowerment to myself. When I say I am for black people, that don't mean that I'm against white people. I don't know if you understand. Father, touch the minds, hearts, wills, emotion, imagination, the intellect of your people. It is no disrespect if you are for, if you got self-preservation. I was taught, now I don't know, man. I'm going to try not to get too excited. But I was told all my life that self-love is selfish. I've been a freaking doormat all my life. I don't know about you. It was a voluntary. Nobody told me to lay down my life. I just laid it down. Nobody told me to put other people before me. I just did it. Nobody told me to rely. Nobody. I did it. Why? That's what I saw. Reliance on. That's what the word trust. The word trust means reliability. It means obligation. I'm going to give my responsibility to somebody else. The word trust means a position. I'm going to give my position to somebody else. Ooh, kiss of death. You just kiss your life away. Because if I'm going to give you my purpose, how are you going to do yours? Do you know if I spend all my life trying to fulfill your purpose, I don't have no time to fulfill my purpose. I do not know if you understand the depth of that statement. I'm praying to God that you do. You spend all your life fulfilling somebody else's dream. How are you going to fulfill your own? Are you? Let me take a swig of my H2O so I can calm down a little bit. See, trust is confidence. What is confidence? Now, we all have confidence. Do you know the word confidence means trust? So the word trust means confidence. The word confidence means trust. Confidence means reliability of or on a person, place, or thing. So that means I'm going to rely upon you. That's where we get the word religion. Now, the word rely simply means to relay a lie. Don't tell nobody I told you, though. Look at the word reliability. It means I'm going to return to the lie about my ability. Drop mic, exit stage left. Okay, let me get back on stage. I don't know if you understand. Let me break it down again. The word reliability means R-E means to return. L-I-E means lie. Ability means about your ability. The moment you tell me, now remember, definitions. My definition is different from yours. So my reality is different from yours because I'm a didactic teacher. Because I saw, because I didn't read about it. I took my brain out of my head. I gave it to another man. I gave the keys to my happiness to another person. And then they, remember, the only way you can be disappointed is, number one, unrealistic expectations. Number two, misplaced dependency. Instead of depending upon myself, my God ordained destiny, I depended upon somebody else according to the definition of the word. The definition of the word trust means confidence. It means confidence in. According to the Bible that we just read, Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own understanding or anybody else. Now, let me make sure you understand what I did. I can't speak for nobody else. I don't know you, your personal life, what's going on in your life. I can only talk about real life experience. I love the man so much because, remember, there's a reason why. I asked myself 7 times, Brother Will, why did you take your brain out your head and give it to the pastor when he did not ask you to do that? Why did you go to church every time the door opened when he did not ask you to do that? Why did you look at his wife like she was your mother when he or her did not ask you to do that? Why did you donate all your money, 40 grand in 1 year, and you barely made 40,000? Why did you give all your money when he did not ask you to do that? Why? Why did you rely upon something and someone outside of yourself? Because I trusted him. Why, Brother Will? Well, I wanted, really, I wanted a daddy. I had daddy issues. My biological father didn't do nothing for me. My mother died. So the lady looked like my mother, so I trusted her. The man took care of me like my father, so I trusted him. Kiss of death. You can kiss. You're going to give the keys to your happiness to somebody else. Now, I am not saying that somebody else is not, let me choose my words carefully, worthy, or they don't have the ability to take care of you. But is they, that woman and that man who was my spiritual father and mother, for lack of a better term, number one, they're not God. Number two, they have their own family and their own responsibility and their own issues that they need to take care of. So because they have their own issues, if I gave them more issues, because they have their own purpose, if I give them more purpose, how are they going to fulfill their purpose when they are fulfilling my purpose? Now, let me make sure I'm crystal clear. When the most important thing on earth is the God in you, we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, we just read that God said, or the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Do not lean to your own understanding. Now, my biological father did not take care of me, according to my definition. Care means you provide me with a place to stay, you provide me with food to eat, and you put clothes on my back. So I went across the bayou, met this lady, my third mother, Imogene, took care of me, raised me. That was my mother. On Mother's Day, I send her a card. I go see her, even though she's not my biological mother. My father, on Father's Day, what do? Yeah, pretty much nothing. I used to. Now I still go. I go and visit him. You know, he's getting older. He ain't going to be around that much longer. My biological father, as I said before, from this day, he's never put his arms around me. He says, son, I am proud of you. I've never heard those words. I've never heard, son, I love you. Never. He's still alive. I'm going to go see him on Father's Day, and I'm going to put my arms around him. I'm going to say, Dad, I love you. He said, yeah, boy, that's about all I get. Now, let me make sure you understand trust. Because I thought I had an expectation. When I was 13, my mama died. I went to Richmond. My father's first words out of his mouth was, boy, we don't want you here. I did not have a key to the house the whole time I was there. Now, I thought my expectations, remember, based upon my definitions, because I saw everybody else's father, I assumed I put the keys to my happiness in that man's hands. Guess what happens? I came home from school every day, and I was locked out of my own house. I mean, my friends used to ask me, like, I thought you said you lived here. I said, yeah, I live here. So you ain't got the key to get in. So I remember crawling through the window one day. I remember my dad beat me almost to an inch of my life. I went to school, man, I had whips in all over my back. In my own house. But it wasn't my house. I made an assumption that wasn't accurate. See, I don't teach theory. I understand something, and I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I learned, I have somebody that I would call a spiritual guru. Not because of their spiritual effectiveness, but because of the authenticity, meaning real. Everybody needs to have somebody in their life that's real, that is very blunt and that's very honest and that will tell you straight. Now, my sister's like that. And thankfully, I have people in my life that are like that. And they say, man, you talk a good game. They tell me all the time, dude, you talk a lot, but your words and your actions don't line up. And my spiritual guru, the person who I admire and look up to, said something that was very powerful. And my sister told me the same thing. And I've said it on this show, and I continue to say it on this show. Get your own shiznits. Be self-sufficient. How the hell you going to take care of somebody else and you can't take care of yourself? That's trust. That's love. That's honesty. That's blunt, clear honesty. Now, if you're a man like me, I'm an old man. And I look at my father, and my spiritual guru told me, if you do not change something you are being and doing now, look where your father is at. That's where you're going to be. He's in a house that if me and my sister don't pay the rent, his ass is on the street. He's surrounded by people that he raised instead of his own children. Now, let me make sure you understand trust. Because a lot of people walk around talking about, I trust in the government. I trust in mother, father, aunt, uncle, brother, sister, wife, husband, whatever. But let's go back to dictionary.com and let's look at the definition of the word that you are unknowingly agreeing to. Like I have in my book, I Am Too Human. The reason why I never call myself a human or a person or an individual. I've asked and I've begged everybody to read that book, I Am Too Human. I've asked everybody to look up the law dictionary. Because remember, these terms apply to you subconsciously, whether you know them or not. The Egyptian Book of the Dead works if you pronounce the words. The Egyptian Book of the Dead doesn't care if you don't understand that you are summoning and calling up demons when you say the word. The word abracadabra, it doesn't care if you don't know the definition of the word abracadabra. A sigil works whether you understand it works or not. Crystals work whether you understand it works or not. Astral theology, planetary energy works whether you understand that the moon, there are certain plants that get their energy from the moon that are called nightshade vegetables. If you eat that vegetable unknowingly, you will become and energize what we call a lunar moon tick, blood-sucking animal. You may not understand it, but gravity works. If you don't believe me, go on a building and jump off and see, just because you don't understand gravity, whether gravity doesn't work. Grab an electrical cord and see, just because you don't understand electricity, see if it respects the fact that you don't understand it. If a child doesn't understand something, an adult is supposed to explain that to the child. Trust. I thought trust meant that there are two people that say to each other, you know what, you got my back, I got your back. That's what I thought trust meant. Until I got with somebody and said, I got your back, they didn't have my back. And then I didn't have their back, or vice versa. I've been on both sides of the fence. Then I realized, okay, it's maybe my definition of the word trust is flawed. Maybe I don't understand what trust means. And then I researched and I looked up and I said, damn, no wonder. This is why I've been failing. I did not understand the terms or the contract that I signed. So now I understand the terms. So when I say in God I trust, I mean I have confidence in God. It does not mean I don't have confidence in you. It means I'm going to place all, because the Bible says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Nothing to do with the head. So with my head, reason and logic, sure, I can trust you. But with my heart, love and compassion, I'm going to trust God. Notice it says three times. We already read it in Proverbs 3, 1 through 5. It says three times to trust in your heart. Not nowhere in the Bible can I find where it says trust in your head. So I got a lot of people who are using reason and logic, or I know some people, and some people know me, and they say, well, you don't trust me. And I say, I'm not supposed to. Well, I don't understand. We're in a relationship. Sure. But my relationship, again, I'm not going to give the keys to my happiness to you. Now, I did that before, and then if you don't pay my bill on time, if you don't feed me on time, if you don't have sex when I won't have sex, all of that stuff, because why? I'm dependent upon you for that. Now, if you want to do that, okay, now we're talking. Now we're getting somewhere. Once you understand trust, then you can actually use that. You go from having a desperation. Look at the definition of the word desire. It means, it comes from the word desperate. Desperate and desire, those are the same thing. So what does that mean? Am I desperate? Are you desperate? No. Nobody on this call is desperate. Everybody on this call has the ability to take care of themselves. Everybody. Everybody on this call has the ability to take care of themselves. So you do not need me. You actually like me, and I like you. What does that mean? That means that we are two single standing column waveform energies who don't need each other, but we like each other. Meaning that we are not dependent upon each other. It means we do not have confidence in each other. Now, that word confidence is a dangerous word because, again, what does the word confidence mean? It means powers. It means powers or abilities. Confidence means reliance. So I'm telling you, I am not relying or depending upon you to pay my bills. I'm telling you, I am not depending upon your power. It's saying I am not. Now, remember, if I say I have trust in God, my definition of God means I got a purpose. And I'm telling you, I believe that my purpose will make me wealthy. I believe that my purpose will make me healthy. I believe that my purpose will make me wise. I believe that my purpose will give me the ability to have a great relationship. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I don't believe that you are supposed to make me wealthy. I'm saying I don't believe that you are supposed to make me healthy. I don't believe that I can go home and eat Captain Crunch cereals and watch cartoons, and I'm going to send you to the gym, and it's going to benefit me. That's what I'm saying. When I say confidence, when I say I have confidence in me, it means I have assurance. It means I got insurance. I took out an insurance policy. Now, insurance is called risk management. I'm saying it is not your job to manage my risk. If I do risky behavior, it is not your job to suffer the consequences of it. In other words, my behavior should not affect you. The word confidence means a feeling of trust. The word confidence means belief in one's ability. So I'm saying I have belief in my ability. I'm not saying I don't have belief in yours. I'm saying that you should have confidence in your God-ordained destiny. That's what trust means. Now, trust is dangerous, just like the word confidence. Because when you say you are trust or you are trustful, when you use that word trust, remember, you're saying that I am putting confidence in the thing that I trust. That's what you're saying. Now, people will tell me, well, Brother Will, what's wrong with that? Absolutely nothing, as long as that doesn't let you down. Because the moment that lets you down, the two things pop up. What two things pop up? The two things that pop up are unrealistic expectation, misplaced dependency. Now, what does that mean? That simply means that when you expect something to happen and it doesn't happen, what happens? The devil has one job, if you want to call it the devil. I got one job. My job is to make you a single standing column of waveform energy, period. My job is to be a single standing column of waveform energy, period. What does that mean? My job is to be so much like God that I look like, I act like, and I talk like God. That means that I should motivate. I should inspire. I should encourage other people to emanate the attributes and characteristics that I contain. It does not mean I should become God to somebody else. Let me say that statement again, because this is extremely important. The most important thing for you to understand, brothers and sisters, when you are going through your life and you start, regardless of where you are at, to see someone, to see something, to see someplace, when you start to see those characteristics and attributes in them, that means they exist in you. You cannot see anything in anybody else that does not exist inside of you. If you see flaws in someone else, it's because those flaws exist in you. If you see power, abilities, confidence, trust in somebody else, that means those things exist in you. Your job is to become a single standing column of waveform energy. That's it. I mean, let's be crystal clear upon what your job is and how your job is to be maintained. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice has one job and one job only. Your only job in life is to become a single standing column of waveform energy. That just simply means trusting yourself. That just simply means have confidence in yourself. Now, people trust other people. I'm not saying that you cannot trust other people. I'm not saying that you cannot have trust in other people. I'm just saying that the moment that you trust something outside of you more than you trust something inside of you, you go to outside demonstration, overrides inside revelation. That's it. Now, I want to ask you a question. Can you afford to put the keys to your happiness in someone else's hands? There are a lot of people that would say yes to that question. They have a husband, they have a mate, and they say, I know that my husband and my mate would take care of me. I understand that. I have no problem with that. I'm simply asking you one question. The moment that, God forbid, that reliance upon that person, place, or thing does not meet your standard, how are you going to react? As long as your reaction, again, is not one of guilt, not one of disappointment, not one of anger, as long as you can react in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, then there is nothing wrong with relying upon the powers and the abilities of something outside of yourself to empower yourself. There's nothing wrong. Like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, whatever you rely upon outside of you is going to precede you into the kingdom. As long as you are okay with that, do you, boo-boo. I just would recommend, because the kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is not without. I would recommend that you do what it says in the Bible, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, which means right standing. And all these things, trust and confidence, will be added to you because they're coming from inside of you. That's just the biblical way of doing things. That is also the physics or the physical way of doing things. Now, a lot of people, because, again, you have to really listen to, like, all the stuff that's going on with Kanye West with what he said. You have to really listen to what he's saying to understand what he's saying. Because everybody has the right to think and say what they want, even if it's stupid and doesn't make sense. Sure. Okay, so why is everybody so angry? I know a lot of people that say a lot of crazy stuff that I ain't picketing or canceling them off my Twitter account or whatever. We have something called freedom of speech, where you have the freedom to say stupid stuff or freedom to say very intellectual stuff. The emphasis is not on the effect. The emphasis is on the cause. If you can silence stupid stuff, you can silence intellectual stuff. That's where they're going with this. The powers that be, they ain't stupid. We just got to be smarter. The enemy is very cunning. So if you want to put the Confederate flag in your front yard, you will not get no rejections from me. Because I want to have the right to put whatever flag I want in my yard. See, the enemy knows he wants to project something very negative so that way you can go against it. That way he can go against something very positive. So don't tell me what you're against, brother. Don't tell me what you're against, sister. Tell me what you're for. I'm for self-sufficiency. So the enemy want me to be, and he wants you to be against other dependency. I'm not against other dependency. I'm just for self-dependency. I'm for self-oscillation. I'm for self-love. Now, I was taught that self-love was selfish. So I, again, didn't take care of myself, and I depended upon the government. And I went into the military, and I wanted that government check, and I got hooked on Uncle Sammy. And then I started to say, hey, when I was hooked on Uncle Sammy determined how much I could make. Uncle Sammy determined the hours that I worked. Uncle Sammy said I got to wear a uniform. Uncle Sammy said I got to get up at old dark 30 and go for a run. Uncle Sammy said I had to shine my boots a certain way. Uncle Sammy said I could not grow hair. Uncle Sammy said I could not grow facial hair. I wanted to grow a beard. Uncle Sammy said, you can't grow a beard, dog, or we're going to stop paying you. So my trust and confidence was in Uncle Sammy. Now, again, nothing wrong with that if you are okay with the rules established by Uncle Sammy. And if Uncle Sammy, like every year, they had this budget crisis that would come up in the military, get paid. And sometimes if the Congress didn't ratify or agree upon the budget, the military didn't get paid until they signed the budget. I didn't like people playing on my money. So I took back my trust. I took back my confidence in the government's powers. And I decide, how about I become my own ATM machine? How about I create money, my own, without confidence in or trust in? I know that their system works. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying that my system works better. Guess what? It does. Why? I'm designed this way. So I'm saying, see more worth and value in you than you do in anything and anybody else. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying trust means when I say in God I trust, I mean I trust and I got confidence in my ability to produce wealth more than any other system. I'm saying, or anybody else, I got trust in my ability to get on a treadmill and exercise than I do in your ability to get on a treadmill and exercise for me. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I got trust and confidence in my God-ordained design more than I do in yours to benefit me. Your design should benefit you. My design should benefit me. And in the process of benefiting me, I can share. But you shouldn't be dependent. You shouldn't be desperate. And you should not stop doing your design. Your design complements mine. My design complements yours. We are co-designers. We got co-visions that align with God's vision. What is God's vision? To establish his will on earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. God wishes that none should perish and all should come into the knowledge. That's his will. So my vision uplifting their spirits, uplifting the consciousness of humanity, fits with God's vision. So does yours. So I don't have to stop doing my design to start doing God's design. By doing my design, I am connecting with God's mind. I don't know if you understand. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. What do you trust in? Who do you trust in? Where's your confidence at? Let's think about this for a moment. By being and doing your design, by doing my design, where does my design come from? Did I design myself? Some people say I did. I don't remember, so my answer is no. The Bible says that God predestined me. He predetermined me. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the big G. By doing my design, if I can do that, by doing my design, this is how I meditate. As long as I can do my design, my purpose, by doing my design, I got to make sure you understand this because, man, this is a big one. This is a big one. A lot of people are disappointed because they put their trust in something. By doing my design, that's all I got to do is do my design. That's it, my purpose. If I do my purpose, but the devil knows that, so he got to make sure that you don't get this. By doing my design, that's all I got to do. By doing my design, brothers, if I just do my purpose, mine. But the devil want me to see more value in yours, so I don't want to do my purpose. I want to do yours. Yours is better. Yours is out front. You know, hey, I get to be the man, blah, 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 whatever. But by doing my design, that's how I connect with God's mind. By doing my design, I am connecting with God's mind. The big G, not the little one. Now, I don't know if you understand the statement. Trust. In God I trust. No man, no woman, no child. God. Why? He's the grantor of destinies. It is the God-ordained destiny. I put trust in that. Why? My destiny was designed by God. So whenever I am doing my design, I am connecting with God's mind. Jesus said this way in Philippians 4, let this design be in you. There was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Oh, my brothers, my sisters, this is so deep that I don't think most can understand. People are going to hear this message, and they're going to say, well, Bill, what do you mean you don't trust in other people, brother? What do you mean you don't trust in other people? Okay, then we look at the definition of the word trust. It means to rely upon a person, place, or a thing. And then people will tell me, well, what's wrong with that? My reply, absolutely nothing. But why do you get angry when the thing that you are relying upon decides they're tired of taking care of you, paying your bills, doing whatever? Because you're not doing it for yourself. You are relying. By definition of the word, you are relying. And you're saying, well, I'm not relying on them. But okay, then you're not trusting them. That means that you are actually verifying what I'm saying. Because you're saying you're trusting in somebody else, but then you're doing your own thing. You got your own money. You go to the gym and you maintain your own health. You study on your own. Do you let your husband or your wife study for you and then they come in and tell you what they learned and you believe it? And you never study for yourself? Do you let them eat and then you just assimilate the benefits of what they eat? Do you let them engage in relationships and then let them come and tell you about the activity that took place, but you don't get a chance to take place in it? You are relying upon their power and their ability, and that's sufficient for you. If you are doing that, then that's trust. That's confidence. And if that is working for you, I just recommend you continue to roll with it. But for me, I overstand. Because I tried that system, and thank God, people let me down. Thank God I experienced failure on a massive scale. Well, everybody that I said, can I leech off of you, brother? Everybody that I tried to, you know, attach to and become that energy vampire, become a lunatic, I hooked up with a lot of people, tried to suck their power and their abilities. And there was a few that allowed me to hang around for a while. It was great, too, because I didn't have to use my own. I just spent their money. I let them do all the work. I just kick back, watch TV, eat Captain Crunch cereal every day. Life was good. And as long as there is people out there that allow you to do that, okay. I mean, I ain't mad at you. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you have to become a single standing column of waveform energy. One day you got to get to the point where you see more worth and value inside of yourself than you do in someone else. One day, maybe not today, but one day. One day you will see more worth and value inside of yourself than you see in someone else. I remember I was talking to a client and I finally nailed down the negative habit pattern. And I told the client, because he was really disappointed in other people, everybody let him down. It was everybody else's fault. It was, just like me, him against the world. And then I asked the client, like, how many promises have you kept to yourself? Because we've been talking about everybody else, you know, hey, your mother was like me. Hey, my father wasn't there for me. Hey, my mom let some other lady beat me when I was a kid. Hey, it's my mother's fault, man. They didn't feed me. My biological father didn't take care of me. Man, you know, hey, it's the white man's fault. It's, you know, it's freaking everybody else. It can't be my fault. It's everybody else's fault. Again, I don't teach theorem. I mean, I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. And so I told the client, okay, we talked about everybody else. So let me ask about you. Do you trust yourself? That was just silence. So I asked again, do you rely upon yourself? Do you have confidence in your power and your ability to provide wealth, health, wisdom, and maintain? Do you got the skills to maintain a relationship with yourself and other people and God? Do you got the skills? Do you know how to maintain a relationship with God? Do you know how to maintain a relationship with yourself? Do you know how to maintain a relationship with other people? Do you know how to open up the Bible and read it? Do you know how to go to Google and research esoteric texts? Do you know how to read, again, like the Dead Sea Scrolls or the Nag Hammadi text? Do you know how to get wisdom? Do you know how to go to the gym? Do you know how to lose weight or gain weight, build muscle? Do you know how? Do you know how to establish a system, to create a product, service, or information that is endued with enthusiasm that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself? Do you know how right now, today? Do you know how? Do you know how to be, not do, to be a single standing column of waveform energy? Do you know how to maintain the mental disposition of a solution, not the problem? Do you know the solution to every problem? Are you maintaining the mental disposition of the solution and not the problem? If you are not beaming, if you are not bonding, and if you are not being those things, if you're not beaming, meaning that if you're not radiating, I should look at you and be like, man, I don't know what that person is doing, but I need to go talk to him. You should walk into a room and you should radiate with so much energy and enthusiasm that everybody in the room stops. I don't care if you're 4'2", look like a midget with a pot belly, and smell like trash. Your vibe, when you go into the room, everybody should gravitate to you. Are you beaming? Are you bonding? Have you bonded with the big G? Are you one with the Father? Have you bonded with your purpose? Have you bonded with the person? Have you bonded with the place? Are you bonded? Are you joined together with all of the attributes and characteristics? Are you bonded? And are you being, are you maintaining a mental disposition that says, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a toe-curly relationship right now, today, regardless of what's going on outside of you? Are you being, are you bonding, and are you beaming? That's trust. In God, I trust. I have a design that connects me with God's mind. Do you? Do you have a design that connects you with God's mind? That's trust. Trust is not dependent upon things outside of the self. It's dependent upon God inside of the self. It is my prayer that everybody listening to the sound of my voice has that, or you are in a system that is helping you to develop that. If you need further assistance, please email me today at masterteacher33@gmail.com so you can join the life management system, because that's all we do every day, 24/7, 365, is to help you understand you so you can start being you. You can start bonding with you, and you can start beaming you to the universe. Because that's why you're here. Brothers and sisters, I'm the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, I know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Bitch, you talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah, I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.